the battle that we have in Yimei Chanukah, as we know, is a spiritual battle. Something we keep coming on to. It's actually the first ideological battle. A battle of ways of seeing the world. And definitely over Chanukah, just like it says, Lashkicham Torah Secha, Yavam wanted us to forget our Torah. There's no question that all of us have a bigger Yetzirah to waste time during Chanukah. I'm talking about myself, unfortunately. But I'm embarrassed from the Shemin Lama'or boys who I think are doing a real tikkun of the Yevanim. It's amazing how many basic ideas could be mastered in 1 week. It's incredible. And I'm not talking about people who win a contest or what do they offer for this? Yoilis or what? What's the grand prize? Money off the Europe trip. I'm talking about really getting ideas straight. There's so many things that we slide under the table when people ask us these questions. And we could just know them if we take time. And it's a big Kiddush Hashem. So, Baruch Hashem. But I want to talk about Lashkicham Torah Secha. Right? What is this idea of forgetting Torah? Yavan wanted us to forget our Torah. So what's Pshat? They didn't want us to do Chazara, right? That we come into Seder after second Seder Shir. And then when everyone's chazering, they'd scare them out of the Beis Medrash. They didn't want Chazara. Is that Pshat? Lashkicham Torah Secha? And if you tell me the Pshat is that they wanted us to do Averis, that's the next part. It says in Ala Nisim. It says, Lashkicham Torah Secha ulavira mechuki ritzonecha. They didn't want us to do mitzvahs. It sounds like there's something special over here that they were mekalkel in Torah. Torah, they were mekalkel. So what's pshat? What does it mean to cause us to forget Torah? So of course, we could say a very basic pshat, but that would mean that I'll have nothing to say, but I'll say the basic pshat first, is that they didn't allow us to learn Torah, that causes us to forget Torah. But I would like to suggest that's called being mavatal the Torah, being oiker the Torah. But then there's something causing someone to forget. How do you get into someone's mind and cause them to forget something? Right? What exactly does this mean? And the truth is that the word shachach, which is to forget, has the same root as the word choshech, which is darkness, which is very interesting. Forgetting and darkness have the same root. Choshech and shachach, you just move the shin around. And it sounds like Yavan loved forgetting, loved us forgetting Torah, and they also were the darkness of the world. The Medrash says, not only was Yavan lashkicham Torah Secha, causing us to forget Torah, but they were the darkness. The Medrash says, in the beginning of Bereishis, Choshech al pnei tohoim, there was darkness upon the world. Zu Yavan. Yavan is darkness in the world. Which, by the way, is very interesting, because Yavan was the brightest and biggest contribution of intellectual revolution in the world. It's funny that the ones who were called the darkness are the ones who brought so much to the world. It's a different type of darkness. So I'd like to discuss what this darkness was and what this has to do with forgetting Torah. What the shachach has to do with the choshech. Okay? So let's go like this. One of my favorite parts of the Mesillas Yesharim is a certain mashal that he brings. This is in Perek Gimel of Zahiris. And we know that the Mesillas Yesharim, everything he does is perfect. Every mashal is exact. The Vilna Gaon said there are no extra words in Mesillas Yesharim. And we have to study it. And he says, he brings a Gemara in Baba Metzia. Toshes choshech v'yihi laila. Darkness befell. This is Olam Hazeh shedome l'laila. Olam Hazeh is like night. Why? What is it about night? What is it about darkness? So he says there are two parts to darkness. One is the more basic point, that you're groping around. You have no idea where you're going or what you're doing. And he says, that's not the worst part of darkness. Listen to this. Hatos Hasheni, the second mistake or danger in darkness, hu kasha min harishon, is much worse. Hu shemata riyasam, it's not that I can't see anything, it's that I think I'm seeing something else. right? When you're a little kid and you're in the dark, you're very afraid, right? Your bathrobe looks like a ghost, right? I mean, when you're parents, you'll deal with this, right? If you hang this up, it's a ghost, right? It's not just dark. I can't find my robe. My robe is a ghost, right? At night, your eyes play tricks on you, and you see one thing, you think it's another. You see bad and you think it's good. Mamish good. Vatov ki'iluhu ra. And he explains. He says a person sees an amud, they see a pillar, and they think it's an adam. They think it's a person. So you see a column and you think it's a person. Or you see a person and you think it's a column. What's the significance of this mashal? Why do you have to pick that? Why don't you say, you see a sefer and you think it's a MP3 player? No, I mean, there was no such thing as MP3 players, but you can think of anything. What does it mean? He looks at an amud and he thinks it's an adam. He looks at an adam and he thinks it's an amud. So I think the pshat is the following. This is an amazing thing, and this is the darkness that we live in. Sometimes you have something that's so exciting. It's an adam! It's a full being with all of the characters and excitements of life. And in darkness, it looks dead. It looks boring. It looks like nothing's doing. And then you have things that are dead, but they look alive in darkness. They look like an adam. Sometimes an amud could look like an adam, and an adam could look like an amud. I want to give a perfect example of this, because this way we don't even need a mashal. Where's the case in the world where you can make a wall turn into an adam? Where's the place? A movie. That's what you do, right? You take a wall and you take a projector, and then everyone's like, they're laughing, they're crying, they're jumping out of their seats from what? A wall. It's unbelievable. The most popular thing today is to look at a wall and think it's a person. Unbelievable. And I can prove them wrong if I would climb up there, you know, block the projector and make one of those shark images, have a good time, right? I'll prove it to them. There's nobody over there, right? It's an amud that's an adam. And sometimes you're in shir, and the magid shir is mamish saying a Rav Baruch Ber. You know who Rav Baruch Ber was? Rav Baruch Ber was amazing. And you're like this. You're looking at him like he's a wall. And he's going... And you're like, pizza. Pizza. I'd rather have pizza than this. 5 minutes to pizza. That's not a good situation. If you're looking forward to pizza, we know it's serious, right? So it's an Adam Shehu Amud. Nothing against pizza. I see you got, Gersh, you got a little upset. Anyway, but there are situations where there's total darkness, and the things with the most vitality become lifeless. That's darkness. This is exactly what Yavan tried to do to the Torah. Yavan tried to take away the vitality of the Torah, to make it boring, to make it a choshech, to make it something that's really an adam, that's full of all of thy vitality, kihem chayenu varchemenu, and make it a snore. It's just another book in the library. One of the major things that Yavan did, which we have Asara B'Teves, part of the Tainus, is because of this. They translated the Torah. It sounds wonderful to translate the Torah, right? Wonderful. What a great idea. No. They just wanted it to turn into a library book. It'll be a very good library, a bestseller. It's a library book. They took all the chiyus of Dvar Hashem. When someone's learning Torah, they're encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, no. It's just a book. How does memory work? Here's where we get a little bit deep. This is very, very interesting. How does memory work? A lot of times we say that was unforgettable. Why? Why was that unforgettable? What causes a person to remember things? And I want you to know, if you say it's your brain, a lot of times that's a big mistake. That's not what causes you to remember things. I will remember this as long as I live. A lot of times people remember things as long as they live. I remember the time I was home. My wife wasn't there. This is when all the trouble starts. And I tried to microwave metal. I will never do that again. It's not that I have a photographic memory. Things like that only happen once. Another time she was not home, I was sitting in my basement, just true story. And I was looking at my radiator, and like this is when I get curious, when no one's home, I'm like, what does this button do? And I pulled something, and all of a sudden water just started. She comes back from her shear, and there's like water going into the streets, like, can't leave you home for a minute. Right, so I'll never do that again either. Not because of any type of genius, but because it was memorable. Because all of my senses were there. It was something that you can't forget. You can't forget such a thing. We have a mitzvah of remembering Amalek. How do we do it? The Rambam writes, we build a hate. We build a hate for them. It's an emotion that causes you to remember. When you hate somebody, unfortunately, you never forget it. Right? You never forget it. Because you're all in. You're all in. And there's a very big bracha. The Or HaTzadikim writes an amazing thing. Hashem gave us a bracha in the world. You know what it's called? He writes this in Shar Shechecha. Forgetting. He writes that forgetting is actually a bracha. This is really interesting. Most of us think that forgetting is a flaw. A lot of times it could be a flaw, but it's a bracha. He says, let's say something happens. Lo aleinu, someone faces a tragedy. Yeah? So what happens? It's terrifying. It's terrible. It just happened. All of a sudden, as time passes, an entire year passes, they're able to like take on the world and move on. He says, why? Why? He says, they forgot it. I mean, they forgot it. They remember exactly what happened. Rachmana Litzlan. They forgot it. No, they forgot it. Whatever that image was in their heads that was so shocking and so whatever, there's a level of forgetting that allows you to function because you're not really remembering it because your emotions got taken out of it and you're not living there. And he says if someone would actually live there, they would never be able to wake up in the morning. It's a bracha that we move on, that we don't really relive things the way they are. I actually heard a study once that there was somebody who lost their ability to forget something in their brain that they remembered everything, not even genius, worse than that, something literally wrong with them, and they committed suicide from such an experience, right? To have everything there, shechecha could be a bracha, but the way we remember things is how much we have a relationship with those things. Rav Baruch Ber Leibovich, Zatzal, when they made a decree in Russia that you had to learn Russian in the yeshivas, it wouldn't go into his head. Rav Baruch Ber was a super genius. He was Rav Chaim Brisker's Talmud Muvah. So you could say it's a holy reason. It's a very holy reason because he's Kadosh, which I'm sure is true. But I think the pshat is very simple. He had no connection with the material. My Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal said, if you take an Eloi, and I trust him because he was very, very smart, and you ask him to memorize the phone book. He says, a regular genius, I mean, maybe there are people who have all sorts of interesting tricks, but at the end of the day, if no one offers you an incentive like money off the Europe trip, and they give you a phone book, nobody will be able to memorize it. Maybe if you go on a talk show, that's enough of a motivation. So if you told me somebody went on a talk show and did this, that's itself a motivation. But if there's nothing grabbing you with the material, you can't remember it. It doesn't matter if you're the biggest genius in the world. If it's worthless information, it's in one ear, out the other. And by the way, it's Yadua that Rav Chaim, things that are out of Torah, he completely forgets. Aitana, that he completely forgets people who come in and out of his house over and over. I know, because I come in pretty often. I think maybe he remembers me, maybe he won't tell me. But that's not where he is. He's in Rashba's, and he's in Toisusin, and he remembers all of that. And then I was blown away. I just read in a sefer recently, Rav Chaim, somebody asked him about bar mitzvah presents. And he proceeded to go through every present that he had got at his bar mitzvah. Every one. He got a mini chovas al vavas. He got a mission. He was going through all these things. And who gave it to him and when? You know why he remembered it? Because it was Sfarim. It was Sfarim. But if you ask him what he ate for breakfast, I guarantee you, maybe if he did it enough times, he did chazara enough times and always ate the same thing, he could tell you because chazara, chazara, chazara. Right? But be'etzim, there's no attachment to the material. You forget it. You forget it in one ear, out the other. That's exactly what Yavan tried to do to us. That's exactly what Yavin tried to do. The Chasam Sofer said it's not that he has such a great memory, it's that he got such simcha from Torah that he didn't forget it. And I always thought that I understood this, and I even thought I enjoyed Torah, because sometimes I read in my notes how excited I was. It says in my notes, Sasti k'al kolhon. I was so happy, like getting all of the money in the world when I got this Vartar. And I'm like, liar, you don't even remember this thing. You weren't that happy, right? But what's pshat? I was happy then. I think that's not the pshat in the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer looked at Torah like it was his metzias. It wasn't just Tom happy. Every piece of information that he got in Torah, it was like getting life itself. I'm going to tell you something very deep, and we're going to end on time, because this is Shem and Lama Or. We can't mess with Shem and Lama Or. A couple minutes. We'll end by 7:05. I want to tell you something very deep, which is that something I was mekabel from my Rebbe, Rezulim Schwarzman Shlita, that we find in the first Luchos, when we got the Torah, we didn't forget anything, Chazal say. We remembered everything. You didn't need to do Chazara. You remembered Kol HaTorah Kula. We got it. That was it. Came the Cheda Egel, and then we lost it. So what's Pshat? What's Pshat over here? So he said a very incredible Yesod. He said it wasn't using memory. It wasn't using memory that we remembered Torah. We were Torah! When Hashem gave us the Torah originally, Torah was our Metzias. Right? We remember a gazillion things. Take any one of us, we remember a gazillion things. Yoni, what do you eat with French fries? Ketchup! I just asked him a random fact of billions, Rabbi Osai. Right? What do we serve on Hanukkah? What else, Yoni? Come on. Donuts. What's with you? You've been in this country? Donuts have way taken over latkes in this country. Tonight I had latkes, by the way. Okay. Anyway, what was I talking about? But billions and billions of facts that we know, we don't need to remember. Do you know why? That's part of who we are. We know we have to put on a shirt. We know when the sun goes up, when the sun goes down. We know when it's cold. We know when it's hot. That's who we are. Originally, when we got the Torah, it wasn't a study. It wasn't a book on the shelf. It was who we are. And that's why we remembered it. All of a sudden, we did the Cheda Egel, and we stopped being Torah. Because we did an Avera. Avera's distance you. And then we started being, Torah was outside of our life. Then you have to Chazara, 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 Nachamu, Chazara. You have to work and work and work to get it back in. Because it's not you anymore. And it's not by chance. Yavan, it says, Choshech al pnei tohom, zu Yavan. This is Yavan. What did they want to do, Yavan? Yavan wanted to kisvu al keren ashor, right on the horn of an ox. Ein lanu chelek b'elokei Yisrael. That we have no part in Hashem. Says the Maharal, what was this whole thing with ashor, with an ox? It was to remind Hashem of the cheda egel. Why did Yavan love the cheda egel so much? The answer is, this is how you cause them to forget the Torah. We had everything. We were a metzius of Torah. Comes the Cheda Egel, Lashkicham Torah Secha. And we have to really understand that this is how a person grows in Torah. A person has to realize that we are the most fortunate people, that we are learning Dvar Hashem, that the Sugya is important. A person can look at Shaktu and say, what in the world does this have to do with anything? It doesn't have to do with anything. So the answer is that it has everything to do with your life. It is your metzias. Is that the sugya the Yoilim's holding in Shaktu? What other sugya is they holding? Avelis. What? Avelis. What else? Yahar Vayavar is a very exciting sugya. But Shaktu, person could say, what do I care about this? And the answer is that that's our metzias. When a person learns Torah as a metzias, then it's different. And I'll tell you this. I learned with a Rebbe of mine in the morning before I get here. I learned with an Adam Gadol. And when we start, and all of a sudden, he remembers perfectly what we did the day before. He's exceptionally bright. But he's probably, I don't know, I don't like to use the word genius too much, but he's exceptionally bright. He remembers all the Torah that he has is like there. It's all there. It's great to learn with someone like this. But I noticed that it's not coming from his genius that he remembers. The way he learns is that he perceives that what we're doing, we're learning Tmura. It's clear to me he perceives that his life will be different after Seder. That his knowledge will be much more precise, much more defined of what Dvar Hashem is and essentially who he is. It's not possible for him to remember the amount that he remembers based on his memory, and it definitely fits. That's exactly how he is. That's exactly how he is. And a lot of times, I don't remember what's going on in the morning. You know why? Just because I'm like, coffee, right? Not because I'm not smart. I'm a smart guy. I can do it, right? So we should all be zeicha to remember this lesson, not let Yavan cause us to forget. And we should be zeicha to each one of us find our chelek in Torah.